Thanks for joining us. I am calling the regular meeting of council for April 25th to order at 7 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo, present. Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Thebig.
Present.
Councilman Christopher Hollum.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
Oh, and, sorry, Councilwoman Janet Micah.
Present.
How does that make you feel, Janet?
Before we start our business this evening, I'd like to recite the prayer of generosity from St. Ignatius. Lord, teach me to be generous. Teach me to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not ask for a reward, except to know that I'm doing your will. St. Ignatius, pray for us. Amen.
Amen.
First order of business is the disposition of the journal for the regular council meeting of April 11, 2018.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to adopt the minutes of the regular council meeting of April 11, 2019.
Second.
I have motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of April 11th. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Abstain.
Thebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of April 11 have been adopted. The next is the mayor's report, and the mayor is not here this evening, but our law director, Mr. O'Leary, is going to report for him.
Thank you, Madam President. I was asked by the mayor, since he was not able to get back because of a work assignment, to deliver the following report. Just as an update on our economic development efforts, the plans for Aldi's to move to Bishop Road are continuing with an estimated opening date of September or October later this year. Fritz Brothers Properties has successfully acquired the property for produce packaging at the former Sam's Club building. I'm working with the law director to finalize the CRA application, and we'll get that to Fritz Brothers to move forward on the paperwork required for their opening. We have been reviewing that. The business advocacy team, BAT team, has held two meetings thus far and is organizing our business list in order to determine the best way to promote them. We'll continue to work together to reach our end goal. We reopened the brush drop off today for residents. There are certain restrictions on hours as to what is accepted, as well as a free permit that is required for your tracking purposes. But I hope this will benefit our residents with their yard cleanup. This is a man site, and I hope the accountability will ensure that residents adhere to the policies. We've advertised for our surplus vehicles, which will be released on internet auction on Monday, April 29th, with the auction closing on Monday, May 20th. Please visit our website for all vehicles and auction details. And he supports all the legislation that's being introduced this evening to council.
Thank you, Mr. O'Leary. I'm not sure if there's any questions for him. Of course, you can get a hold of the mayor probably tomorrow when he's back, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. The next is your report.
Thank you, Madam President. I just have a couple of things. I did attend the Personnel Relations Committee meeting on Tuesday. It was very productive, and I'll leave the full report to the chairwoman. One of the pieces of legislation that we're going to consider this evening is a change to the vicious dog ordinance, which is 50507. That was brought to our attention as to some issues related to the legislation or the current ordinance, as well as a couple of court cases. And so with the assistance of Councilman John Plesnik, we're presenting tonight a revised ordinance that basically will take the breed out of the discussion in the ordinance and deal specifically with the conduct of the dog or the vicious animal. And so hopefully if you have any questions, we'll be able to address those. And then the last thing that I had was that I'm going to request the Safety Committee to meet to discuss EMS collection procedures. We've been reviewing the current folks whose name escapes me at this point.
Life Force.
What's that?
Life Force.
Life Force. And their collectibles are so far behind, it's we're wondering if they're actually working the accounts. The Ohio Attorney General has a similar program, and their fees are comparable, and we think they would be potentially better at collecting than Life Force. So we would like to have the committee meet so that we can present what the options are and potentially bring that to council if it's acceptable to the committee. So that's my report.
Thank you, Mr. O'Leary. Are there any questions for the law director? Seeing none. The next is the finance director's report. Mr. Berkachek.
Okay. The financial reports for the first 3 months of the year are posted on the website, and the Ohio Open Checkbook is updated through March 31st as well. There's an ordinance on tonight authorizing payments to the state auditor's office for the 2017-18 audit. Would request that be passed. And a bit of good news. I've been going around with the county auditor's office for probably 5 months about the status of the classic TIF. They insisted that the TIF was completed, but I insisted that we had one more year of payment, and it turned out that I was right. So we will be receiving an additional $130,000 approximately this year, which can be used for the purposes of the TIF, which is primarily safety forces. So possibly apply that to some of the safety force equipment that we've been talking about.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Berkachek. Are there any questions this evening for the finance director? Thank you. The next is the city engineer's report. Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. We're continuing to work on the street resurfacing and sewer relining projects, and that's all I have. That completes my report.
Thank you, Pete. I have a question. So 2019-30 is your upcoming next six-month contract, I believe. You're ahead of the game, which I appreciate, so that we can leave on a couple readings?
Correct.
Okay. And then the other one, the striping, would be on second reading this evening. Do you want that expedited, or are we going to fit into an earlier queue or not for that? Do you
no.
know?
We're waiting for Mark Rubis to perform some street repairs anyways, so we won't be starting that
okay.
immediately.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for the engineer this evening?
Madam President, would you mind giving just an update on when we might start on various roads, repaving them? I know that we've gotten some excited residents from Trailard and the Glen. Do you know what the schedule is looking like?
Off the top of my head, I think we were going to go out to bid in mid-May, and it takes about a month to go out to bid, then a few weeks to sign a contract. We're probably talking about around July or August to start construction.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete. The next are Council's committee reports. Do we have any reports from the chairs? I know we might have some information. However, Councilwoman Pismo had her personal relations meeting.
Madam President, yes. So the Personnel Relations Committee of Council met on April 23rd, which was this past Tuesday. And agenda, we talked about, we continued our discussions about non-union raises. And the committee unanimously agreed that the police chief should receive a 3% raise for 2018, which he did not receive a raise in 2018, so it should be retroactive for 2018 to January 1st, and also a 3% raise for 2019.
2019, based on his exceptional leadership of our police department. We also agreed that unanimously that all other non-union employees should be kept on par with their union colleagues and receive a 2% raise for 2018 and a 2% raise for 2019, because again, they also didn't receive raises in 2018 or 2019 yet. We also, after a extensive discussion with the police chief and the fire chief, agreed that this should also include the part-time police and fire, that they should receive 2% and 2%, which would be in line with the union contracts. But with the fire department, Chief Gandy recommended that we add a $1.50 incentive per hour for paramedics. So part-time firefighters who also have a paramedic credential should receive a $1.50 an hour bonus, which would make us more in line with other communities. It's a very competitive marketplace for part-time firefighters, and we need to attract the best and brightest, so we should add that incentive for paramedic firefighters. And the committee, again, unanimously recommended that as well. We also continued discussions on implementing employee policies and procedures, a handbook or manual. This was a follow-up from our last meeting, and this is also a furtherance of discussions that the mayor and council have also engaged in over the last few months. The mayor is working on a draft of a handbook, an employee handbook, and he's going to hand it off when he is done. Our law director agrees that this is a very important issue. And he suggested that we consider getting outside help from an organization, a consulting firm actually used by the Lake County Port Authority, who specializes in helping governmental employees with this kind of thing. So we will continue these discussions over the next few weeks. And I stand open to questions.
No, she's got it. I'm just giving it to you.
Thank you. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Laura.
It's okay.
Hey.
I'm done. Yeah.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Councilwoman Pismo on personal relations? I have one. So with all these increases, this is all budgeted for, correct?
Yes. The chair of our finance committee is also on the personnel relations committee, coincidentally. And he, after our discussions from our finance committee and our budget discussions, our chair assured us that these are within the budget.
Thank you.
Madam President, I would just add, the only thing that we didn't plan for was the possibility of a $1.50 bonus per hour, because that was recommended at the personnel relations meeting from Chief Gandy, and I've spoken with our finance director about trying to cost that out. It's probably not a huge expense, because we're not talking about a lot of individual employees, but we're going to get those numbers.
Thank you. Any other chairs want to comment about any of their committees? Any other council representative reports this evening? We will move to public portion. This is opportunity for the public to come forward. We ask that if you come forward to please state your name and address for the record and try to keep your comments to 3 minutes. And I will open public portion at 7:13 p.m. Going twice. Three times. Okay. I will close public portion at 7:14. Thank you. Any unfinished business this evening from the council? We will move to legislation. The first one is ordinance number 2019-27. Ricky.
An ordinance accepting the bid of JD Striping and Services, Inc. for the 2019 pavement markings program and declaring an emergency.
And we will keep this on second reading. The next is ordinance number 2019-30.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to accept the proposal as submitted by Richard L. Bowen and Associates, Inc., providing zoning administration services for the city of Willoughby Hills, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
And as was just commented with Pete, this is his contract for the next 6 months, which will commence this summer, so this will stay on first reading. The next is ordinance number 2019-31.
An ordinance amending Part 5, General Offenses, Code Title III Utilities, Chapter 505, Animals and Fowls, Section 505.07, Dangerous and Vicious Dogs of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills, Ohio, repealing any and all conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance Number 2019-31.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance Number 2019-31. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President. Yes, as our law director explained, this is just to put us in compliance with Ohio law and to remove a designation that has been found to be not applicable to what actually is a vicious dog or not a vicious dog.
Madam President, I just want to ask the law director, is there any rush on this? And the only reason I ask that is it might be good for us to read it three times just so residents can hear that that's changing and be aware of the new rule.
Well, there's no specific rush. I think that it for lack of a better term, I think it just cleans up the ordinance by taking the names of the if you looked at the current 50507, it specifically names about 17 breeds of dogs in there, and all we really did was take out the names of the various different breeds and refer to them in a general sense.
Sure.
And so I mean, that's up to council.
I just want to make sure there wasn't some pending thing, but it's
no,
entirely.
I mean, again, if you look at the cases that are that have gone up and the rulings that have gone up, this just keeps us from potentially getting into trouble if we were to try and do something related specifically to particular breed of dog. I don't see us doing that necessarily.
Especially with this.
But again, as I have been saying since I came on board in January, one of the things I'd like to do is to see us get various different things in the code to reality and what you're actually doing. In fact, a conversation with Pete tonight about definitions in the zoning code and trying to get that cleaned up. And so that's probably the next thing that we'll be bringing before council, which I know it's off the topic, but the idea is we want to get as much of this cleaned up as we can.
Okay. So I just, because there are a lot of dog owners in the city, probably isn't a bad idea for us to read it a few times. So hopefully more people see that this is changing and that it doesn't just apply to these certain breeds of dogs. It could be any dog that might act in a vicious way. But I'll leave that to council.
Madam President. If I could weigh in for just a moment, too, I'm a little hesitant to waive three readings on a change like that because this implementation of the Ohio law was done 6 years ago. This isn't something new. This has been on the books for quite a while, and I don't see there's a rush to do this. And it would give us an opportunity to educate the public, an opportunity to look at the ordinance in full detail. And I wonder why there are so many communities that have this still on their books. If Ohio law changed 6 years ago or 7 years ago, why are so many of our communities, including our neighboring Wycliffe, still have a vicious dog ordinance on their municipal books? So the other thing is, you know, liability-wise, Mr. Law Director, do we, by reducing the language in any way, shape, or form, put the city at any sort of
No, actually, harm? I think, I'm sorry, finish your sentence.
You can weigh in, but I don't want to give up the floor, just a couple other thoughts.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think we put ourselves in a better position by taking the names of breeds out, because then the focus of the ordinance is on conduct and not getting focused on a particular breed of dog. And I think that's the problem. Going back to your prior question, I think, frankly, just like we have, it's not a part of the code that gets used very often, if at all. And as we all know, unless somebody brings it to our attention, these things probably would stay for another 20 years.
Mr. O'Leary, what I'd prefer not to waive three readings, at least for 2 weeks. We do a little research and see, are there any pending cases? What does the county do as far as registration? How many are registered in the city? Have there been any issues? Is this a problem that's currently, and does changing it and waiving three readings put us in any sort of predicament? So I would vote no on waiving three readings for those matters, because there's some unanswered questions regarding that that I have in my mind, and I think it'd just be prudent to at least look at it, because this just came in, I think there was an email, what, 4 or 5 days ago, and here it is on our agenda, and we have not had a committee meeting to discuss this in detail, and I know we're only talking about waiving three readings, but this is why we have committees, and this is why we go through a little longer discussion about changing laws. So I'll vote no on waiving three readings. The spirit of it, of course, we want to be in compliance with the Ohio law, but there's a few unanswered questions that I think we could wait 2 weeks on.
Madam President, I would just say that having the specific breeds listed in there is not in compliance with Ohio law, so that's not enforceable anyway. This is just cleaning it up, and I think those other communities just haven't taken the step to clean it up. Also, we are making it more broad so that it is actually more friendly to our residents who have dogs and to our residents who are concerned about vicious dogs, and that it focuses again on the behavior and not on the specific breed. And one more thing I will add, and I am on the board of the Lake Humane Society, and I can tell you without a shadow of doubt that there are so many dogs that some may of the breeds that people might consider to be vicious in these kinds of ordinances that are not vicious, that are make wonderful family pets. And I think that when we have breed names like this in the ordinance that demonizes these types of dogs, they end up in shelters in huge numbers, and I really don't think that we want to disincentivize people from adopting these wonderful dogs.
Thank you. So there's a motion on the floor to waive the three reading rule. Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Fleshnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
No.
Hollum.
No.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes. The three reading rule has been waived on ordinance 2019-31.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-31.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adopt ordinance 2019-31. Is there any additional discussion on the motion?
Madam President, it concerns me that this has been lagging behind since 2012. So I think it is really a good idea that it's a simple thing, like our law director has said. It's just changing some language, leaving the rest of the ordinance as is. And on the flip side, whereas it was brought up that some dog owners may want to see what's going on in the city and what we're doing here, I think the flip side would be that people who already own these certain types of breeds would be very supportive of this and, in fact, relieved that we have taken this off the books so that they didn't have to feel that they were in danger of litigation or any unusual treatment just because they own that breed of dog. So I think that's another way to look at this. Thank you.
Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Fleshnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes. Ordinance 2019-31 has been adopted. The next is ordinance number 2019-32.
An ordinance authorizing the expenditure of funds required to perform the city's 2017-2018 audit and declaring an emergency.
And it was requested that we waive and adopt this evening.
Madam President.
Councilman Beebe.
I'll move to waive three readings for 2019-32.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three-reading rule on ordinance 2019-32. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President?
Yes.
I'd move to waive three readings because this is an ordinary expense that is required of the city to perform an audit, and I'm sure it's time-sensitive to get that passed, so this is the reason that we do waive three readings in those particular circumstances.
Second.
I'm not sure it's an ordinary expense, but it's a necessary expense.
It's ordinary in the operations of our city government that we pay for an audit.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to waive the three reading rule. I think we did that.
Yes.
And yeah.
Right.
We already did, yeah.
So Vicky,
yeah. Please call the roll then.
Pismo.
Yes.
Bushnick.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-32 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to adopt ordinance 2019-32.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt ordinance 2019-32. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicky?
Pismo.
Yes.
Bushnick.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-32 has been adopted. The next order of business is new business.
Madam President.
Councilman Hallam.
A motion of council to authorize the mayor to seek bids for the purchase of a 2019 heavy-duty single-axle dump truck chassis and snow and ice package.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Hallam and a second from Vice President Pleshnik for council to authorize the mayor to seek bids for the purchase of a 2019 heavy-duty single-axle dump truck chassis and snow and ice package. Is there any discussion on the motion?
See, they're always fighting over who gets to order the truck. That's the important thing.
Yes.
You like to buy trucks.
So I will share that I had a very nice conversation with the road superintendent, Mr. Grubas, yesterday about the truck. And this would probably be a very good addition, not would be, would be a good addition to his fleet. So,
Madam President, I would add that the street superintendent actually was kind enough to take me through a few days ago and survey the whole fleet of snow plows, and he showed me the truck that this will be replacing. I got to put my hand through the holes in the back. And while it probably is functional for the next 1 to 2 years, depending on how much money we put into the truck and repairs, they've already done a lot of welding to hold it together. It's definitely on its last legs, so this is important to replace it. And we're able to purchase this truck if we end up buying from the company we first look to at about $30,000 less than usual. Now, we're putting it out to bid. If someone gives us a better deal, we will grab it. But in all likelihood, we're probably looking at a pretty steep discount here. So it's good, and it can only possibly get better by going out to bid on this truck, and we look forward to its purchase.
Madam President, it's also good to note for the residents that this is in the budget for this year, so this isn't anything new or additional.
Excellent. Thank you. Vicky?
Pismo.
Yes.
Fleshnick.
Yes.
Bellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The mayor can go out to seek bids for a new truck. The next is for the good of the order. The next is for the good of the community.
Madam President? I had the privilege to go to the Edison Elementary Kindergarten Art Show this evening, and it was fantastic. The art was absolutely exceptional for 5- and 6-year-olds, I have to say.
Nice. Well, I guess I will chime in on that, too, because I went to the science fair, which they apparently decided to have two functions at the same time with limited parking.
So no parking, yes.
But for the second graders, and it was really cool to watch these kids get to learn about wind and rain and just all kinds of different. I know my son did sundials, so I got to see how that used to work. So it was kind of interesting to see that. And the kids had a lot of fun.
They still do work. They're on the walls of big buildings in Europe.
It doesn't mean they work.
It was the last time I saw it was pretty accurate.
Not from our experiment. Oh. Not really precise. Although that could be because we used a paper plate and a pencil. That's true.
Any other for the good of the community?
Yes, Madam. I'm sorry. No. Could I just
go ahead?
Track stuff, sure. or actually city events. So mark your calendar, Shred Day, June 8th. So last year we had to cancel that. So if you have lots of shred from last year and this year, be sure you save up for that. That's all I have right now.
Thank you, Chris. Vice President Pleshnik.
Madam President, I would just share the VFW didn't put out a formal announcement, but this Saturday, at 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. They're having somewhat of an informal fundraiser. They have not announced exactly what food they're serving or any substantial details, but all I know is every time I've gone to the VFW for a fundraiser, it's always been a wonderful time. So I highly recommend showing up and just seeing what they have. But they've just posted on Facebook that they're doing a fundraiser from 4 to 7 p.m. on Saturday. They haven't said how much or what the food is, but it's always affordable, and we definitely want to support our local VFW, so I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. Anything else?
Chris, do you have a time for the shrug date?
Sorry, yes, I probably do. 1 second here. Get them back up here. It is, I know it starts in the morning. It's 9 a.m. It starts at 9 a.m. I think it goes to noon. I think noon or 1.
But, I think it's noon. Yeah. I think so.
There's a sign in the lobby.
Oh, there you go. There's a sign in the lobby. But yeah, it's. I believe it's 9 to noon.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me see if it's on here.
All right. Entertain a motion. Adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adjourn our meeting. There is no discussion on adjournment. Mickey, please call the roll.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lesnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Meeting is adjourned at 7:31. Thank you.
Sorry, Linda.